Evelyn slammed the dressing room door shut, her heart hammering against her ribs. Her reflection in the cracked mirror showed a woman on the verge of a breakdown. Mr. Biggs, the notorious leader of the infamous Serpent's Fang gang, was back in town. His shadow had haunted her for years, and now it threatened to engulf her life once again. Taking a deep, shaky breath, she tried to focus on the melody that had always soothed her troubled soul. The opening notes of "Someone to Watch Over Me" escaped her lips, carrying a tremor of fear that she desperately hoped wouldn't translate to the stage. A knock on the door startled her. Evelyn. Aiden's voice, usually smooth as whiskey, but now it held a note of concern. He asked, "May I come in?" Hesitant, she opened the door a crack. Aiden's eyes narrowed, taking in her pale face and tightly clenched fists. "What happened?" he asked, his voice low and urgent. "It's him," she whispered, the name catching in her throat. Aiden's brow furrowed. "Mr. Biggs?" She nodded, tears welling in her eyes. "He's back," was all she said. Aiden didn't need further explanation. Head pieced together bits and pieces of her past from her conversations with other patrons at the Red Velvet. There was a darkness in Evelyn, a fear that clung to her like a shroud. Now he understood. "Why?" He stepped closer, his hands hovering near hers, but careful not to touch. "Tell me what he wants," he said. With a gentle tone, Evelyn hesitated, then launched into the story of her escape from Mr. Biggs' clutches years ago. She spoke of a botched operation, a desperate gamble, a life spent constantly looking over her shoulder. By the time she finished, tears streamed down her face. Aiden listened intently, his expression a mixture of anger and sympathy. "He won't stop until he finds you," Aiden said finally. "We need to figure out what he wants and how to stop him." Evelyn sniffled back her tears. "I can't stay here. It'll put the club, everyone, in danger." "There's nowhere you can run forever, Evelyn," Aiden said, his voice firm but kind. "We can face this together, but we need a plan." A dangerous glint entered Evelyn's eyes. "No, there is another way." Aiden's heart lurched. He knew that look all too well, the desperate look of someone about to make a deal with the devil himself. "What are you thinking?" he asked, his voice laced with dread. Evelyn straightened her shoulders, a flicker of defiance replacing her fear. "I'm going to see Mr. Biggs," she said, and her voice was cold and determined.